every 40 seconds somewhere in the world someone dies by suicide. But suicide remains a taboo subject, linked with feelings of shame and guilt for the person experiencing suicidal thoughts, and also uncertainty for those around them. Will talking about suicide with someone make them more likely to act on their suicidal thoughts? Will I say the wrong thing? A colleague of mine has been touched by a suicide in her community recently, and so I wanted to break this myth in this week's Health Matters. All of the research tells us that if a person is feeling suicidal, talking to someone who's available to listen and offer support could be their first step towards getting help. Speaking openly about suicide actually reduces the chances that a person will act on their feelings. The evidence-based consensus is that asking simple, direct questions to someone you're worried about can encourage them to open up and be honest about how they're feeling. You might want to prefix your question with, "I need to ask you this because I'm worried about you," and then ask directly, "Are you having thoughts about suicide?" or "Have you felt like you want to end your life?" And then give the person time to respond. Pauses and silences are okay. For the person, opening up to you could be a big step. If someone does disclose that they're thinking about suicide, it's important to take this seriously, to stay calm and try to put any judgments aside. Thank the person for telling you and let them know that they're not alone. Lots of people feel like this. And then try to determine the urgency of the situation. Are their thoughts fleeting, coming and going, or are they preoccupied by them and can't think of anything else? Have they made plans about how they might end their life? Assessing the urgency of the situation will help you both decide on the next steps. It's always best to agree these next steps together with the person that you're talking to, involving them in deciding what happens. Offer hope to them that they will find a way to get through this tough time. A person experiencing suicidal thoughts always needs to be connected to professional help and needs to be kept safe until they can get this. The urgency of the situation may be so great that you need to call the emergency services or take the person to the nearest hospital emergency department straight away. If the situation is less urgent, then you could help them to arrange an appointment to see their treating doctor, their GP, or their psychiatrist if they have one. If that's the case, to keep them safe until their appointment, establishing a support plan with the person is helpful. The plan could include a list of names and numbers of friends and family that they can talk to when they're feeling low, or healthcare professionals that they can contact. It could also include details of helplines, like the number 143 for the outstretched hand, our 24-hour helpline here in Switzerland to support those in emotional distress, or other emergency contact numbers such as for an ambulance. The support plan could also include self-care strategies that the person might find helpful. What's also important after a conversation like this is to take care of yourself. It can be very emotionally draining. Taking time for yourself, attending to your self-care is essential. There are a whole range of emotions that may be experienced if someone close to you shares that they're having suicidal thoughts. They're all valid. Nothing is right or wrong. If you are having worries that are troubling you, though, then you may find it helpful to talk to someone else about these. A friend, calling a helpline, or perhaps speaking to a healthcare professional. And finally, sometimes it can be difficult to spot the signs that someone's suicidal and to decipher their feelings. So it's very important that you don't blame yourself if you aren't able to do this. Take care, everyone. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.